Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is one of America's leading experts on constitutional law, Professor Rick Garnett from the University of Notre Dame Law School. Professor Garnett, the free exercise clause is protected in law from the First Amendment, but they do come in conflict on occasion. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so in any community where everybody agrees, or where governments aren't doing anything, it's not very hard to protect free exercise because the laws will always reflect the religious views of the community and there won't be any conflict. But in fact, especially in societies like ours, governments do a lot of things and people have different religious beliefs. Sometimes there's a majority religious belief and then sometimes one's in the minority. So for us, there's always going to be cases where a law that seems like a good idea to the majority is going to burden somebody's religious exercise in some way. So what do you do in situations like that? Well, you know, usually if someone says, hey, I don't feel like following the law says, tough, you have to. But in our tradition, we've made a special effort to accommodate religious objectors when we can. Now, the conflicts that we're seeing in today's society often have to do with some of these really difficult culture war type issues, and we're seeing clashes between things like, you know, a requirement that all employers provide contraception coverage, and then you've got a group of nuns who say, well, we don't want to have to provide it. Can we accommodate in cases like that? I think we can. I think our general rule should be we are a wealthy and stable society. We have the luxury of being able to say, if we can accommodate people's religious beliefs, we should. And we should require the government to have a really good reason why they need to refuse to accommodate religion if they do. Again, in some cases, an accommodation won't be possible. But when they are possible, it seems to me that an appropriate respect for the human right to religious freedom means that we should give the accommodation when we can.
Professor Garnett, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow to discuss the proper role of the judiciary branch of government.